Say that with me. I've got this. We've looked at several things. Judging, vengeance last week, condemnation, condemning yourself. Boy, how you doing on that one? You think you're good at that, condemning yourself? That's going to make you all better? It's not. It's going to destroy your life. Amen. God says, let me handle that. Put that on me. Let's look at another one. Here we go. Brand new message. The Bible says, Satan, the devil, your adversary, goes about as a what? Roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. Uncontrollables in your life. Had a situation this week. My wife Kim was, her daughter was hurt by her former husband. And went to jail because of it. And recently I was brought in to a court case. Me. Because of that situation, and not a good situation. And without giving too much detail, they had me go on the stand, and I didn't like it. I don't like that kind of mess. You understand that, yes or no? And I've never been to court. Not really. I mean, I've been there a couple little times, but nothing like this. Crazy. And so long story short is... We were hoping for an outcome that we didn't get. Okay? That's okay. That's okay. God's God. Amen. Yes or no? But the bottom line is I was sequestered in a room. And if you've been to court and all this mess, you know what I'm talking about. If you're going to testify or something, they put you in a little room where you can't talk to nobody. Now, Kim was with me some. And, of course, we got the stress at going up to the situation. It's stressful. Say stressful. Stressful! Kidding me? Then got us locked in this little room. Can't hear nothing. Can't see nothing. You can't even say nothing about the case or anything like that to one another. Needless to say, Kim was so stressed out. My wife was so stressed out. She's not here today. She's on a little trip with her mama. But her eyes swole up. I can tell when Kim's stressed because her eyes puff up really big. Right under here. And it gets brown. It's crazy what stress will do to you. How many know what I'm talking about? And I said, well, honey, how about we work on my message together? Let's do that. How about we do that? And it was Tuesday. And I didn't have a message yet. And I was facing a situation, we were, of something that was uncontrollable. That's what I called it, uncontrollable. And then we just started, and I didn't have a Bible. That's fine. I got the Bible hid in my heart. Now, I need more of it in there. But I was able to just call, and the Lord helped me. And here's the good news. Even though it didn't go like we would have probably liked it to go, when it was all said and done, we had a peace that passes understanding. Isn't that what you want out of your uncontrollables? Yes or no? Does everything have to always go your way? It's not going to go your way all the time. But don't you want the peace that God can give you? Yes or no? And then not only do you get peace, you start to see, wait a minute, this and that happened and this happened and this happened. And you start to see all the good that you could have never seen because you're just focusing on your disappointment. You hear me or did I lose you? So I wasn't going to say all that, but it is what it is. Okay? I don't get my messages offline. I don't get them off the back of cereal boxes or Skippy jars or something like that. You understand? I'm just me, I'm real, I'm Gary. Got it? Say, Gary's loud. So what? So what? I make up for all the quiet people in the world, okay? All right, we're all different. But the point is, this is my message from my heart to you today. I'd encourage you to pull a seat up to the table Put everything else aside and say, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to get this today. Here we go. What do you do when you've done all you can do? Here's what Gary does. I'll do some more. I'll try harder. I can do it. That always don't work. What do you do when you can't fix it? Well, no, I'll fix it because I'm a fixer. That's what my brother Terry says. Gary, you're a fixer. I like being a fixer. But sometimes I have to realize I can't fix it. How many are like me and it's hard for you to realize that and never say that I can't fix it? That's hard, ain't it? That is hard. I can't fix it. There's a reason we get down in the dumps. There's a reason we get down in the dumps. I call it Humpty Dumpty syndrome. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You might say, Clark, what you doing with children's rhymes up on the screen? Well, I can't put Humpty back together. There's things in life that happen. And you can try, but you just can't put Humpty back together. Where'd his arm go? Where'd his finger go? Poor Humpty. Humpty's in all kinds of pieces. And Humpty is broke. And some things I just can't fix. But I'm going to go ahead and spend the rest of my life in the dump. In the dump! Looking for who? Humpty. Did I lose you with that crazy kind of thinking? You probably won't forget this. I'm down in the dumps because I'm looking for Humpty. That's a waste of my life. It's a waste of my energy. It's not God's will for my life. God is Almighty God. He says, Gary, give Humpty to me. Amen. Say, get out of the dumps, Clark. I'm going to tell you something. Say that with me. These are my words. In landfills, there are land. Say it with me. In landfills, there are land mines. One more time. In landfills, there are land mines. So many people are content to stay in the dumps. Tell your story. Whine. And you keep trying and you want to fix it. And I'm all for that. I want you to try. But man, you can't put Humpty back together. Spending your life out there in the dump. In the landfill, I hate to tell you this, there's some landmines that's going to blow your world up if you don't watch it. Did you hear me? Keep looking. Here's another line of mine. I'm going to be famous. My book's going to have so many crazy quotes in it. You keep staying and playing in the mess and you're going to get stinky. Amen or oh me. How many would raise a hand and say you've said this before in your life? I'm not saying you're there now. You might be. But because of mess and struggle in your life, in a negative way, at least for a period of your life, it turned you into another person, a different person. My personality, my demeanor, I was a different person because of the crap and me trying to fix it. And I got sort of stinky. So, what happens when I'm down in the dumps, when I'm trying to put Humpty back together, when I'm in that landfill hitting landmines, all of a sudden my attitude gets affected, my disposition gets affected. You can see it in people. You'll look at people you ain't seen in a while and you'll go, well, what happened to you? You didn't know what they went through, but you could see something about them. Yes or no? And their countenance. They used to smile. There was a brightness on their face. It was gone. What happened? Uncontrollables happened. How many have ever had a serious uncontrollable in your life? Oh, I can't fix it. The stress of mess, I call it. The stress of mess. And this is me and Kim now. We're riding down the road. We started before we ever got in that room. We're riding down the road to the courthouse. And we're talking. The stress of mess. I looked at her and said, I said, what are those? And she said, situations that come up, circumstances, people. Can you say people? I don't want to hurt you, but how many you've given to your children so long, you've given to your children so long, so much of your money, so much of your income, so much of your life, as if you're going to fix them. You're going to fix them. You've been in a marriage like me, like I was in for 28 years. Hurt deeply early on in my marriage and then again. But Gary's going to fix it. And before you know it, 28 years of your life has gone by. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Mess. Pain. Pain that comes from getting down in the dumps, from trying to fix things you can't fix. Loss. How many ever lost something? I mean, you lost a lot. Let me see some hands. I lost something, Clark. I lost something. And I could talk for a long time about this stuff. But anyway, loneliness. Loneliness. You had somebody and they ain't there anymore. How many can relate to that? I had somebody and they ain't there anymore. They're just gone. And it could be a number of reasons. It could be they passed away, they had cancer. As much as you try and as much as you look, you're not bringing them back. But instead of living life, we choose to live a life of pain and a life of loneliness. And we keep staring at that empty chair as if they're there instead of seeing them in heaven. Amen! Rejoicing! Amen! Free from pain! There they are, singing, praising the Lord! Amen! Looking down on you saying, you can make it. Get your head up. But we choose to see them in that chair that they ain't in no more. And our life sort of ends. Y'all listening or not? This ain't easy, is it, on a Sunday morning? I came to be happy at church. This is how we get help, guys. Yes or no? And I'm trying to help you. And I'm not trying to tell you something that I haven't experienced, and I'm the worst at it. If anybody can try longer, fight harder, try to fix it more, it's Gary. And that is not always a good quality. You hear me? And that's me. So what do I do with all this stuff? What do I do, man? Well, a couple of things. I'm riding down the road talking to Kim. Are y'all okay? Riding down the road. And she mentions this and she mentions that. And here I go, baby, with the message from the Lord to her and to me. And here it is. Number one, say that out loud. One, two, three. Stop. One more time. One, two, three. Stop saying I know all this. Because when I was talking to her and we're riding down the road, she said, I know all this. Stop it! Stop saying you know all this as if that's going to fix it. Amen. You don't know all this. The scripture I'm going to give you today, you can quote it maybe, but if you don't have it down inside of you, you don't know it. Did you hear me? So stop saying that. Here's what the Bible says to us people like Gary and people like Kim who say, we know it, but, we know it, but, we know it, but. The Bible says in James, therefore to him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it's what? For you to know that you can't handle it and you need to give it to the Lord, but instead you hang on to it, that is sin. Did you hear me? Yeah, but I ain't smoking and popping pills. No, but you going crazy just the same. And it's changing your demeanor and changing your disposition. And though you ain't on some drugs or something, you are messed up. Yes or no? Amen. And it's wrong. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not what? The church for years has meant that means I don't smoke and chew and run with girls that do. It doesn't mean that. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I can fight the evil that's in me. That I can fight the crazy that comes up in my mind. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I can have a fighting chance. Amen. I'm giving the Lord, the Holy Spirit, something to work with. This is a beautiful thing. So stop. Stop. Stop saying you know all this. Like today, if you're turning me off, you're listening online or on the radio or in the audience, and you're just turning me off. He don't know. You'd be surprised how much I know in the area of pain. Sometimes I'd like to just spar with people. Out on the front yard. Go ahead, you hit me with your pain, and I'll hit you with my pain. And at the end of the day, we'll both leave miserable and crying. How about that? Stop saying that. Now, here's why it's sin for you not to give your uncontrollables to the Lord. Number one, pride. 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 I can do it. I can fix it. I can make it. That's pride. You can't handle it. Say, I can't handle it. One more time. I can't handle it. That's okay. That's the beginning of help right there. I can't handle it, but he can. But between you can't handle it and he can, there's got to be some letting go somewhere. Unbelief. That's the sin. We don't believe that this uncontrollable situation, that God can work it out. We don't believe it. So we got to keep trying. Lack of knowledge. That's a good one. It's a sin to have a lack of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. That word fear is reverence. That word respect. That word is to keep him in high regard. You telling me you got all this mess and you're stressing your life and you can't give that to him, he can't handle it? You don't know who God is. Yes or no? You don't know my God. I've seen some crazy things God's done in my life, and it ain't talking about people, you know, flopping like a chicken at a church service. I'm talking about crazy things that God has done for people. I've seen some holes that people have been, and Gary Clark's one of them was in a hole. I'm going to tell you something right now. God has lifted me up. And instead of being somebody in a hole, he's put me in a position to where I try to lift people out of that hole and jerk you and snatch you and pull you out of that hole. God's a great God. Amen. How many would say that about yourself? Pastor, he did that for me. He did that for me. He pulled my tail right out of a big old nasty hole. Can we thank him this morning? Let's give him some credit. Come on. Woo! Man. So, complaining. This thing, I know it all. If you're not careful, if you keep saying that, I know all this, all of a sudden it's going to turn into complaining. You're going to start whining. It's not a good situation, so stop it. Stop it. And that's pretty much what I had to look at Kim and say. Stop it! And she's nice. Did you know nice, sweet people have this problem too? It ain't just the ugly people like me. Second point, start. Would you say that way? 1, 2, 3? Instead of saying, I know all this, Pastor. I know it all. I know all this that you're telling me. How about start doing this? Start trusting and obeying the Lord. Instead of manipulating my words and massaging. That's my words. I'm a little bit weird. We get a situation and we're going to take this, all this mess, and it's like all this, and we're going to shove it in this little hole, and we're going to... And we're just a freak. Because we can't fix it. And we shove it, and we try to come back from this angle, and we try to... Instead of manipulating and massaging a situation, why don't you trust and obey the Lord with it? I know all that. I don't believe you do. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own what? Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your what? Yeah, but not me. I got to fix it. He can't do it for me. It's craziness. Controlling the situation, my words, as I'm sitting in a room locked by myself. I'm writing. Controlling, matter of fact, that's not true. Kim wrote it. She's sitting across from me. Even when she wasn't with me, I'd have something and she'd come back and write it down. Controlling the situation is not always the best thing. Say that last part with me. You can what? Say that with me. You can what? I'm going to fix it. 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 And then you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get out. I spent all this time fixing and controlling, and my life's a wreck. You understand where I'm coming from, yes or no? How many would say, Clark, I'm relating to you right now? Come on, just a few of you. Maybe there's a few of you in the crowd. Good. So, our faith turns to unbelief when we do this. Our trust turns to what? Our trust turns to what? Instead of trusting the Lord, here we are, fixers, we're doers, we're trying with uncontrollable situations. And here we are, believers in Christ, who instead of trusting in the Lord, now we're pointing the finger at Him. This is not good. Amen. The Bible says, yet man is born into trouble as sure as sparks fly up. We got to know trouble's coming. Trouble is going to come in my life. As sure as the sparks fly straight up. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which does great things and unsearchable. I love this verse. God does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things God can do in my life, and they are without what? Number. Trust in the Lord. These things have I spoken to you, Jesus speaking, that you might have what? What? Peace in your life? Yeah. In the world, you're going to have what? Last time I checked, we live in the world, don't we? Yes or no? Is this still planet Earth? But be of good cheer. Be what? You don't know what I'm going through, Jesus. Be of good cheer, Clark. I've overcome the world. You hear that? Say. Wow. So, God says, say it with me, I've what? Now, guys, I've laid a lot of groundwork, a lot of time. Roger ain't got to the points yet. I understand. It is what it is. Keep going. Keep looking. But it's going to take work. It's going to take work. Come on. Here we go. It's going to take work. Trash. Throw the trash away. Here we go. Now, this is not going to be hard or long if you'll tell me to be quiet. Okay, here we go. Stop talking so much. Say A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Say it like this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. One more time. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Hallelujah. Jesus has given me the victory. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, hallelujah, Jesus has given me the victory. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, hallelujah, Jesus has given me the victory. Why the A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Because I'm going to hang something on every one of those letters. And when you're fighting this uncontrollable, when you find this in your life, go back to the stinking alphabet, okay? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You learned it when you were like 4, maybe, or 6, I don't know. You can do this. Say, I can do this. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A. Here's our word for A. Say it with me. Say it again. 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 All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's our A. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All things work together for good. Did you get the A? Yes or no? What was the A? It was the word what? The word what? B. This is how you're going to control, you're going to give these uncontrollables to the Lord. Because God, all things work together for good to them that love God. And I love you, Lord. And I'm going to give you this mess because I know you have my best interest. And you can take junk and you can make it into something special. And if you don't give me the thing that I want to work out, the outcome I want, I know you're going to hold me and help me. And it's going to be for my good. B, say believe. What's A? What's B? Believe. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So all believe, believe, believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must do what? With your uncontrollable situation, you've got to believe. You've got to believe that God is God.
God is God. My situation has not dethroned Him. He is God, and He will reward me as I seek Him. You hear me? B is what? A is what? And B is what? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Hallelujah, Jesus has given me the victory. Amen. Come on, let's go with C. Say that one. Come on. Say that one. And by the way, this isn't Gary talk. This is the Word of God. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself in your mess. Humble yourself in your mess. Look at that verse. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. Casting all your what? The word cares, the word anxiety. That's our word anxiety. Stress. That's our word. It's the Greek word for stress and anxiety. Cast all your care upon Him because He what? So, A is what? B is what? C is what? Cast. Cast. Gary, give it to me. You can't handle it. Give it to me. Throw it on me. Cast it on me. Put it on me. Uncontrollables. How y'all doing? If you just got ABC, you're down the road. All things work together for good. Believe He's still on that throne and He's going to reward me. And C, I'm going to cast my care upon Him. But D, say that with me. Determination. This ain't ABC. You can still know it all with ABC. You got to be determined. 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 The Bible says be what? Sober. Be what? Vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, goes about as roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So it's going to take determination. These uncontrollables that have gripped you for so long, you think you're going to get rid of it with a little ABC? You better have the D. The D. The determination. I'm going to be sober and I'm going to be vigilant. Amen. Keep looking. Now here's Kim. This is me. This is me studying. The word sober means clear-headed. Be sober, the Bible says. The word vigilant means awake, alert, and aware. Awake, alert, and aware. Be clear-headed about your situation. You can't handle it. It's out of your control. Be alert and be awake and be aware about that situation. Did you hear me? Now here's Kim giving me some input. Kim didn't grow up knowing a lot of the Bible. But she knew something about the bars. Excuse me. Isn't it funny? She's away and I'm talking about her. So here's what Kim said. What that means, be sober. Don't have beer goggles on. You know what beer goggles are? Yeah, for you that don't know about drinking. Here's beer goggles. Here you get drunk at the bar. And that fellow, that sweet thing, looks a whole lot better looking than he really is. Did I lose you? It ain't being sober. You ain't seeing clear-eyed. You good looking. No, you ain't. Y'all hear me or not? Beer goggles. It's not being able to see clear-eyed. Now look at this one. Beer muscles. You know what beer muscles are? Take a wild guess. It's thinking you what? Exactly. Exactly. What'd you say? It makes you think you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. But you ain't, because the bouncer beats the crap out of you and throws your body out in the parking lot. You hear me, yes or no? You're no match for the devil. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Do you hear me? Pull off those crazy beer goggles and those beer muscles. I can do it. And determine I'm going to give this to God. He sees things. He's stronger. He can handle it. Amen. Did you hear me? Evil. Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because you're who? Adversary, the who? Devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Listen, these uncontrollables in your life, you think you might be doing the right thing by staying with it, trying to fix it, trying to massage it, trying to manipulate it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Be careful. There's some evil. Here's what I wrote this week. The devil walks around in my head looking for things I cannot control. Say that with me. The devil walks around in my head looking for things I cannot control. That's a great thought, isn't it? What does the devil do? He's a walking, roaring lion. Where does he walk? He walks right up here looking for things that are uncontrollable, that I'm hanging on to, that he can destroy Gary, bring stress into my life. Be sober, be vigilant. Fight against this. So let's go. A is what? All. B is believe. C is cast. D is determination. E is what? Evil. It's evil, baby. It's some evil out there. And then here's F. Almost like the one we gave before. Faith. 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 Whom resist steadfast in the faith? This is all in one passage. The care of your life. Throw it on the Lord. This is all in that same passage. Whom resist steadfast in the what? Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. There are other people making it out there that had the same mess you've had. Why are they making it and you ain't? They making it because they put it on the Lord and you didn't. Did you hear me? No, they don't have it as bad as theirs. You go thinking you know it all again. Faith. Faith is the substance of things what? It's the evidence of things that I can't see. I don't know how it's going to work out, but God, it will, because you're God. Amen. Whoa, I'm exhausted. A, all. B, believe. C, cast. D, determination. E, evil. F, faith. And then G, last verse in this passage. Oh, here's faith, by the way. Say that with me. This is from the country. Say that with me. Forsaking all, I trust Him. Say it one more time. Forsaking all, I trust Him. All that situation, I'm going to forsake all that. I'm going to trust the Lord. G is the last verse in this passage for me today. But the God of all what? Who hath called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus after you have what? Suffered a while. He's going to make you what? The word perfect is not perfect. It's okay. I don't mind that word, but it's really the word mature. He's going to grow you up. Establish you. He's going to strengthen you. And he's going to, isn't this what we want? Settle me down, Lord. I can hear Kim say, make the swelling under my eyes. And the pounding in my head go away. I can't handle it, Lord. Did you hear me? Uncontrollables. Lest I should be exalted above measure, Paul said, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, for this thing I sought the Lord three times. Take it from me, Lord. And he said unto me, say it with me, my what? Is what? My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Say that with me. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather now glory in my trouble, that the power of Christ may rest on me. See, that's what you forfeit when you keep trying to fix it. You have you resting on you. Your own power, your own strength. The goal is to let Him take it. You exchange that with Him and let His power rest on you. Amen? The power of God will help you sleep a lot better than the problems that you're trying to fix all day long. Amen? So, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. Say that last part with me. For when I'm what? Then I'm what? Good message for our heart today. So it's grace. God's grace is sufficient for me. And we got to quit, Roger. Let's say it again. A, all. B, believe. C, cast. D, determine. E, evil. F, faith. G, grace. Say it with me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, hallelujah. Jesus has given me the victory. Praise the Lord. Come on, baby. Let's go. Boom! Woo! I liked it.